Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. Just want to remind you first that tomorrow at 3:05, we have a chance to interview in person Michael Schellenberger, who's on your ballot to be governor of California. He's running as a no-party preference. He's the author of the book San Francisco, but he has spent a long time, particularly in the progressive wing of things in politics. The environment was one of his specialties, but he has a lot of disagreements with the woke crowd. So you need to hear him out tomorrow at 3:05. And then Thursday at 3:05, Rick Caruso will be on the show to talk about his run for mayor of L.A.
Right now, we're going to tell you more about another big story of the day. You know about James Tubbs becoming Hannah Tubbs, and when he was James Tubbs and claiming he was a guy, he sexually molested a 10-year-old girl in a bathroom of a restaurant back in 2014, was on the run for a number of years, committed a number of crimes, finally caught last year here in Los Angeles, and George Gascon gave him the lightest sentence possible. By this time, James had decided he was Hannah, and Gascon rewarded that with a 2-year sentence in a women's juvenile facility.
It's mostly because Tubbs was 17, just a couple of weeks short of his 18th birthday when he sexually assaulted that 10-year-old girl. And to Gascon, that means, oh, can't blame them for that. They're underage. They're under 25. Brain not fully formed. Go light. They'll be fine.
Now, since then, we've heard the tapes of James as Hannah telling his dad, instructing his dad how to go along with the transgender plan. There's apparently 256 tapes, as we understand. And, I mean, we had a prosecutor from the L.A. County office.
That's Shea Santa.
Shea Santa, who
Deputy D.A.
He said that Tubbs was orchestrating his transgender status.
Oh, you can tell from the conversations with his father, it's clear. But Shea listened to all of the tapes.
Yeah. So today, shocking, not shocking, I don't know. It turns out that James Hannah Tubbs, back when he was a guy, may have murdered somebody, robbed them, charged with first-degree murder today in Kern County and with robbery. We're going to talk now with Cynthia Zimmer, the Kern County District Attorney, and see what this is about. Cynthia, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
What can you tell us about the charges against Hannah Tubbs?
Well, I can tell you that my office filed a felony complaint against James Tubbs, alleging two counts. The first count is willful, unlawful, and deliberate premeditated murder. And the second count is robbery. The alleged offenses occurred on April 21st of 2019. And the victim's name, the murder victim's name, and the robbery victim's name is Michael Clark.
You can't tell us anything?
And it occurred in Kern County. Well, okay. It occurred in Kern County up in East Kern in a mountain community known as Lake Isabella near the Kern River.
Was there any kind of connection between the two?
Connection between the two counts?
Did they know each other, Tubbs and the victim?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, you know, I do know the answer to that, but I am bound by ethics to not go into any of the facts and circumstances of the case. Mm. Today, we arraigned Mr. Tubbs. He came to court. He pled not guilty. He was assigned a public defender, and a preliminary hearing is set for May 23rd.
So you're treating
bail?
I beg your pardon?
There's bail in the case, I guess.
Yes, the bail was set at $1 million, but there's a hold on him for from Los Angeles because he's still under the care and custody of the juvenile justice system there. So even if we were to dismiss the case, he would not be able to be released. He would be taken back to Los Angeles.
How long have you been working on this case?
Ever since the day, shortly after the homicide, the Kern County Sheriff's Department is the lead agency in this case, and they have been working on this case shortly after the homicide occurred. And we joined the Kern County DA's office has the Bureau of Investigation, and they have been working jointly on this case. So we've been working on it for 3 years.
Was Tubbs the target of the investigation right from the beginning?
I can't tell you that.
Was there a reason why the robbery case seemed to make the news first and then today the murder charge? They seemed to almost be separate for a while there.
I can't tell you why, but I will say that we asked a court to issue a warrant for James Tubbs for robbery. And then after he was transported to Kern County, we then amended the complaint and alleged murder. We felt that the evidence was sufficient at that time to support a finding of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt on murder and robbery.
Is there any way that George Gascon would have known about this investigation that was pointing at Tubbs? We had a prosecutor from L.A. County on earlier who's saying it definitely was in the notes before Tubbs was sentenced here for the 2014 molestation.
I really don't know what Mr. Gascon knew or didn't know about our case. Usually we try to keep all homicide investigations close to the vest. I don't even know what any L.A. County deputy DA would have known about this case. There was another Kern County case that had occurred here on Mr. Tubbs. He was convicted of a different crime and went to prison, and that was a different case. But as far as the homicide case, you know, we haven't shared the details with anyone.
Yeah, I just wondered if you were coordinating to any extent because Tubbs was apparently on the fast track to get out of jail perhaps as early as next month. And if he had gotten out, it might have been difficult for you to track him down.
It's not really jail. It's a juvenile facility, but yeah.
You know, I was asked that question earlier as to whether or not the coordination of our efforts were that with L.A. Because of his, I had no idea what his custody status was, what his custody credits were, when he was getting out. We filed charges in this case based on when we were ready and we felt we could convict him of these charges.
I noticed you referred to him every time as James Tubbs. How is he identifying himself to you as he went through this process?
Well, we haven't had any contact with Mr. Tubbs and his Los Angeles situation of when he is you know, calling himself something different. We, according to the police reports and so forth, the investigation, know him as his legal name, James Edward Tubbs. Today in court, when his attorney pled not guilty for him, she said that Mr. Tubbs would like to be called, or would not like to be called, but said was answering as Hannah Tubbs. So we'll see when we go to court as far as what the judge orders that you know, that this charge defendant is to be called. Sometimes judges handle it differently, and we're happy to go along with whatever that is. But well, as it stands now, his legal name is James Edward Tubbs, and that's his name when he committed this offense on April 21st of 2019.
Yeah, I see here he's being detained in a men's jail right now.
He's in a men's jail.
Can you tell us anything about Michael Clark?
Well, I can tell you he has a loving family, but other than that, and the family, we've been in contact with the family, but I don't, you know, I don't want to go into the facts and circumstances of Mr. Clark.
When do you think you'd be able to release more details on the case?
Well, we can't talk about cases. We like our facts and our to be come out in a court of law rather than in the media. So really all I'm allowed to talk about is what we've charged him with. And, you know, what date it was, who the victim is. And we, you know, the press can cover the prelim if they choose. But as right. far as what prosecutors are able to say, we really can't say much until after the case is over.
There's no public police report on what happened?
The offense reports are not public at this time, but they may become unsealed soon. That I'm not really sure what they're going to do about that. There's no motion necessarily, but there's going to be a preliminary hearing in 10 days.
Without giving a detail, is there something unusual about this case that that all the details are being kept secret, or is this in line with the way most of these crimes happen? It just seems like there's something different going on.
No, I'm not going to comment about whether this case is different or not different, but there are a lot of, I'll just talk generally, that sometimes in homicide investigations, search warrants are sealed, offense reports are sealed, and that kind of thing, if it is in line with what the investigators feel is in the best interest of the case regarding keeping the integrity of the case such as it should be. So it's not uncommon, not here anyway.
Okay. And it is a first-degree murder charge?
That is correct.
All right, Cynthia Zimmer, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That is the Kern County District Attorney, Cynthia Zimmer, with the breaking news today that there is a murder and a robbery charge, and as you just heard, first-degree murder against James Edward Tubbs, who is being held in a men's jail in Kern County on $1 million bond. This person is also known as Hannah Tubbs.
They're not buying the Hannah Tubbs routine up in Kern County. Boy, is she a lot different than George Gascon? In a great way.
I took a look at the video today. Apparently, Tubbs' public defender tried to keep the media out of the courtroom, but they did get some video of this looks like a male.
Yeah, he's a male.
Short hair comes in.
He's a male
in
pulling
prison garb. Yeah.
He's a male pulling a scam, and the suckers who fell for it are Gascon and the LA Times, the writers and editors there. they're the suckers for the transgender scam that Tubbs is pulling.
I think, in fact, the LA Times headline is "Woman Who Sex Assault Case Tested DA Gascon's Policy Is Charged with Murder."
First word is "woman." Like they're that.
You don't question it, John. That's
it's
what someone
woman.
Wants to be identified.
Yeah, sure, it's a woman, right? Well, James Tubbs, the man, getting charged with murder up in Bakersfield. John and Ken Show, KFI.
All right, we've been talking about one of our big stories today. It's a person by the name of James Edward Tubbs. That's the birth name of this 26-year-old.
I just find this funny that James Tubbs crosses into Wokeland here in L.A. and becomes Hannah. And then they take him back to Bakersfield for the murder charge, and he's James Tubbs again. Suddenly he's reemerged as a guy.
I know, and you heard Cynthia Zimmer, the Kern County DA, say that apparently the public defender said he wants to be identified as Hannah, but that didn't work. He's in a men's jail.
What's the Bakersfield paper up there?
I forget.
I just want to see.
It's not a B. That's Fresno and Sacramento.
Anyway, I want to just say, compare it to the Bakersfield, California. That's right.
The Californian, yeah. So if you're just tuning in, this is really at the top of the list for Gascon outrages, although there have been so many. Recall DAGeorgeGascon.com is where to go to find the petition if you're an LA County registered voter to get this on the ballot to recall this man in November, because we talked earlier in the show, and it's worth listening to in the podcast, to a man by the name of Shay Sanna. He's an LA County deputy district attorney who handled the Tubbs prosecution for the 2014 molestation of a 10-year-old girl in a restaurant in Palmdale. And he got removed from the case because he was objecting to the way it's being handled. And he told us that even now in this juvenile facility where Tubbs ended up going to, now he's in Kern County, but he was for the last couple of months in a juvenile facility, there's like a huge report on all the violations that he's committed in this juvenile, yet they were going to release him next month.
They covered it up. Gascon and his whole apparatus. In fact, this is going on throughout the state. We told you the other day about Smiley Martin, the guy who was involved in the shooting in Sacramento, that he had all these violations in prison, violent violations. And they pretended that he'd was a model prisoner and went through successful rehabilitation. And he got a huge amount of early release credits. And they just simply lied about and covered up his record. Well, the same thing here. Tubbs has had all kinds of bad incidents inside jail. And they just cover it up. They lie. They just lie. You cannot trust any of the information that you get from these prisons and jails and detention centers here in California, well, at least the ones in Wokeland.
Let's just point something else out. Even though Gascon's policy was, well, you know, the sex assault was committed when this person wasn't 18, Tubbs went on from 2014 onward to commit many more crimes. Now we're finding out perhaps a murder, but we can say Gascon didn't know about that till today. But he did commit other crimes in other places before this prosecution. That should have been considered. That this is this is not a 17-year-old that's maturing into a 26-year-old. This is still a bad person.
He's a bad person. And this is what the fight is about, is that these are bad people who have to be put away early and for a long time. And then the crime rate will go down dramatically. The longer they're in prison, the less they can commit crimes. It's obvious. It's basic. An 8-year-old child could figure this out. I just have been scrolling on the internet, and this guy is Hannah Tubbs in L.A. In the Bakersfield media, he's James Tubbs. He's Hannah Tubbs to George Gascon. He's James Tubbs to Cynthia Zimmer, who's the DA.
Bakersfield media and to the
Bakersfield media is James Tubbs. L.A. media, he's Hannah Tubbs. This is like the epitome of how nuts woke world is around here.
I you know, these recordings, the jailhouse recordings of Tubbs talking to his father, should be played on commercials if we get the recall on the ballot for Gascon, because he's bragging about the light sentence, gaming the system. Two things occurred here. He wanted to identify as a woman so he could be in a woman's jail. And he also is enjoying the juvenile justice system because that prevents him from being labeled a sex offender when all of his time served is done. So this is what he was doing. He was well aware of this, and his dad is playing right along like, yeah, good one, good one.
Yeah. Nice nice parenting on this guy. Good work.
He'll be back in court on May 20th on the murder and the robbery case in Kern County. We're certainly going to cover that to see what comes of it. Sometimes it's just a quick court appearance and nothing happens, but eventually he'll have a preliminary hearing on this case, and we'll find out more. We tried to find out detail from Cynthia Zimmer about the death of Michael Clark. That's the name of the man that he's accused of murdering on April 21st, 2019, but she can't talk about it yet.
Do you get the sense there's something weird in this case?
Well, I know we've talked to other prosecutors when crimes are freshly charged, and they often can't say much, so I didn't really...
Yeah, but there's no police report. There's no media about... I mean, I'll look and
eventually they have to submit court documents which lay out their case.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that will probably come at some point.
I mean, this guy is such a psycho. I just wonder if there's something, you know, especially offensive that he did to the victim.
All right, when we come back, the other big story today concerns Los Angeles Mayor Eric Yoga Pants Garcetti. And it's not good. At least the Republicans in Washington, D.C. are probably going to say this man should not be ambassador to India. And this concerns these sexual harassment allegations against his former top aide, Rick Jacobs. We'll give you the details.
Another woke joke. John and Ken, KFI. Hey, it's Eric's birthday. Happy birthday, Eric.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's what we were talking about, Eric.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. I told John it's your birthday.
Oh, I don't like to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, meanwhile, Eric told me John's not back yet, so go ahead.
Well, because John was in here, and I told John.
We were just talking about
Eric's
Eric.
How circular.
How wonderful he is.
Well, where's the cake?
Thank you.
Oh, that's it. That's all he gets.
He's only 18, so.
Plus 10.
Anyway, that's the Duke of Sports. There we go. Did we give you a little promotion there? You happy for your birthday?
Thank you.
That's how you find him, right?
What's that
media
podcast? What do you call a podcast?
The Sports Kingdom Show.
The Sports Kingdom Show.
Yes.
Duke of Sports right. and a Sports Kingdom show.
There you go. Well, go okay. listen to it.
Any good tips? Who's going to win the NBA championship? Anything?
Right now, I got either the Bucks or the Warriors.
Those would be the favorites, wouldn't they? Did you hear the news today that Elon Musk wants to bring Trump back to Twitter? That's exciting. He's right, though. He said it was wrong for them to do that, and it should be reversed.
Everybody should be allowed. If you're not committing crimes, you should be allowed.
As we witness the final end of the Mayor Eric Garcetti yoga pants reign in the city of L.A. as mayor, he is on pins and needles waiting to see if he's actually going to get another job, which would be ambassador to India. The whole thing has been held up by Republicans in Washington, D.C., who got tipped off by a whistleblower organization who are they're representing a woman that used to be a spokesperson for Garcetti, who said, wait a minute. He's lied under oath. He certainly knew, if not witnessed, sexual harassment by his former top aide, Rick Jacobs, which occurred on many occasions to many people employed by the city of L.A., particularly in the mayor's inner circle. She didn't want to sit by and let this happen because, you know, he's been deposed and he was even questioned by the United States Senate. And he continues to say, I knew nothing about this. I didn't see it. I didn't hear about it. So Chuck Grassley, a U.S. senator from Iowa, put a hold on the nomination and then commissioned an investigation of his own. And today, a 23-page report was released, which says that Garcetti likely knew or should have known that Rick Jacobs was sexually harassing multiple individuals and making racist comments towards others. That's their conclusion. Now, we have a response that came out late this afternoon. Steve Gregory forwarded it to us from Garcetti's office. It's probably what you would expect. No new facts are uncovered in this report. Mayor Garcetti strongly reaffirms the simple truth is he never witnessed or was made aware of sex harassment. You know, that's interesting, though. I just parsed that statement because I think we've heard on several occasions from Rick Jacobs' defenders or Rick Jacobs' lawyer that they, whatever he did, they don't define as sex harassment.
Right.
The forced kissing.
What the spin is, their claim is he is just very affectionate. He likes to hug. There's no sexual desire driving what he does.
But forced kissing, that's not a hug.
Well, they're lying, first of all, but they're claiming whether it's kissing or it's hugging, it's just the way he expresses himself. It is not that he's getting all wound up down below to do it.
Now, the one thing that's a little disappointing.
I mean, it is the finest, it's like a Bill Clinton kind of legal line he's trying to draw.
The last part of this message from Garcetti's office is a little troubling. I am pleased that Senator Grassley has lifted his hold and hope that my nomination by the president can be considered by the Senate soon.
He's lifted the hold?
And the White House is saying they're not backing down. They want Garcetti to be the ambassador.
Yeah, but they have to get the votes. They're not going to get the votes.
Votes is the issue.
They're not going to get the votes.
You don't think any Republican would vote for him, and there's a couple of Democrats who have been a little bit queasy about this
because
story.
Some of the female senators who've been big about the Me Too movement, right? Who hounded Al Franken out of a job. They can't overlook this.
Right.
They just can't.
One of the interesting people that popped up in this report is a former Obama administration official, Jeremy Bernard, who gave deposition testimony in which he said he heard Garcetti make the remark. The remark was, I'm surprised we haven't been sued over Rick Jacobs. That's apparently, and I don't think that Bernard's the only one that heard Garcetti say that. It's like, was an inside joke. We've not been sued over this guy yet.
Yeah, that's what he would say.
Garcetti denies ever saying that, but it's popping up more often.
He lies about everything. Garcetti is a compulsive pathological liar. There is an interesting, they have a set of texts here from various people involved in this story in Garcetti's office, and I don't know who wrote this text. But this encapsulates what the issue is. This person says, I never, ever understood why they would keep him around, knowing that his behavior is so out of step with Eric, except that he is a ruthless fundraiser, and that's all Amy cares about. And Amy is Eric Garcetti's wife, who's apparently a really harsh taskmaster and not only pushes Garcetti around, she controls a lot of the office and the fundraising. She was the ambitious one who wanted to be like a first lady.
Right.
You know, you think like Hillary Clinton. For some reason, doesn't run on her own, have her own political career, marries a questionable guy, thinks he's got star power and he's going to be something, but she's got to whip him into shape. She's got to push him around, tell him what to do, and got to get some head crackers to do all the dirty work of, for example, fundraising, and was willing to put up with anything because all his wife cares about is that Eric becomes president. That's all.
Yeah.
Right? Couldn't care less how many women, how many men are getting groped and sexually assaulted. And Eric is he's a wiener. You know, he's weak. He's a silly man, if you could even call him a man. But he's got a lot of ambition.
Do you know how large the trash pile of California Democrats has become in terms of them moving on to national recognition? There's Tony Villar. Now there's Padilla, the senator. There's that DeBacaria, who's the Health and Human Services Secretary. There's Kamala Harris, who's a flop.
Yeah, they're all jokes.
There's Newsom and Garcetti.
Right.
They're all flops.
Right.
They're going nowhere on the national stage.
It's all this progressive excrement that does not play east of Los Angeles or east of Oakland.
Well, because they're nothings. They have no charisma, no personality. I don't think they even have, even if they're woke, I don't think they deeply believe in that stuff.
No.
They're just playing a part.
Clearly, yeah, exactly. Garcetti
doesn't.
They're
kabuki players, as Schwarzenegger used to like to say. We're all playing this kabuki game.
Yeah. All the silly West Side people love the woke crap, so Garcetti feeds it to them. Oh, by the way. Oh, I don't know if I can find it quick enough. Did you see in the LA Times today, they had a weird map showing how each zip code in the city of Los Angeles and where the candidates got their money from each zip code?
Yeah, I have that story because I got the email from them.
Okay, so I looked up mine, my zip code on the West Side, and number one by a hair was Karen Bass. And this is the zip code that Caruso lives in. Number two... Mike Fuhrer.
No, God.
He was only $2,000 behind Karen Bass.
That shows you how out of touch your neighborhood is.
She was at $84,000. He was at $82,000. I looked at that. It's, oh, my God. He's actually number two, almost number one in my zip code. Mike Fuhrer is what gets these zombies in my neighborhood going. These are the people that I met at this house, one of our friends. They were hosting a Mike Bonin evening. And Bonin got up there and started lying about the homeless. And my wife and I ended up accosting Bonin. We got into a big argument with him in front of everybody. And everybody else sat there like zombies. And that's when I realized what we were really up against. It's not just the woke people. It's the zombie people on the West Side. And these zombies would actually donate $82,000 to Mike Fuhrer. Who's
you know, and I'm looking at this. And keep in mind, Caruso's not looking for money.
No, he doesn't need any.
No, the other people are. So Fuhrer's probably being very aggressive and trying to recruit people from your area to give money to his campaign. That's what I'm guessing. Because I'm looking at this. I'm scanning over this map. Caruso's raising not a lot in any of these zip codes because he's not trying. He doesn't need to.
So no.
It's kind of bogus.
Because fundraising is so demeaning. It is it just crushes your soul to spend hours and hours and hours shaking the hands of people you don't want to touch, talking to people you don't want to talk to, you know, begging them for money. It's like, oh my, what a horrible thing.
All right, Rick Caruso will be on the show Thursday at 3. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow, Michael Schellenberger will be in studio at 3 p.m. as we begin that hour. He is, of course, a candidate for governor on your ballot. No party preference, the author of San Francisco. We'll have an opportunity to question him in depth. Rick Caruso comes on Thursday in the 3 o'clock hour. Do I feel sorry for this teacher? Kind of, I don't know. A teacher in Michigan got catfished by his own students. He responded to a fake profile on a dating app that the students created. They posed as a 35-year-old female, and he sent nude pictures. All right, he's a fool, yes.
What a dope.
He will not face criminal charges because even though minors got the pictures, he didn't know that, I guess.
What's wrong with people?
He's horny.
Just don't. Yeah, everybody's horny, but there's only a few people who send nude pictures of themselves or pictures of their private parts.
They thought he was hot.
I don't know how they were trying to blackmail
him because two of the students are involved in one of his classes, a driver's training class, and maybe they were going to...
Oh, yeah.
We'll release these pictures if you give us pass or A.
You want to go on a drive with this guy?
Well, no, he thought it was a 35-year-old woman. I mean, he's entitled to...
No, that's still stupid.
He wasn't trying to hook up with a 16-year-old.
Because the women who do that online are crazy, too. You can get blackmailed by one of them.
Oh, I should never.
They're the kinds, you know, you go out with them and you wake up and she's straddling you with a knife. You don't do that.
The rule is document nothing.
Hold on. We got
careful
Conway
with your emails,
here.
Your texts.
Ding dong with you. Yeah, that's right. Is there a nude picture of you that even exists, John?
No, I don't. Unless someone took one, I wasn't looking.
Is that right?
I've never seen one.
Yeah.
And nobody should.
On the dark web.
I mean, if there's a market for it.
The Russians have it.
That's right. That's what the war's over. It's a nude shot.
Any nude shots of you anywhere?
He's thinking about it.
I don't know. I hope so.
Wow,
right?
He doesn't know.
Hope so. Right?
I like that answer.
I'd hate to leave society without anything out there.
Well, you know, you had some wild days, didn't
That's
you?
Right. That's great. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, probably stuff you don't remember.
An old Polaroid of you somewhere.
Yeah, Polaroids were great, man. You can rip them up when you're done. Mark Thompson's on tonight. That's really cool, right?
Yeah, where is he?
I don't know. Not here yet. I'm marking him.
Probably photos of Mark.
He's late.
Right?
He's tardy.
I'm marking him absent.
Right. If you're going to pick one guy that has photos floating around, probably him, right?
Him and there's another guy that I think.
Oh, let's name names.
Yeah. Handle.
Well, I'll give you initials. Those are the initials.
Oh, darn. I wish I could see that.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
That's right. Yeah, that's
the initials. John,
it's got to remain inside.
John apparently agrees.
All right. Joe Biden addressed inflation, so that's over.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good to know.
Right. UC and California state schools are unaffordable for most people.
Yeah,
yeah, really horrible. And then warnings against do-it-yourself baby formula amid the... I can't believe we have a formula shortage in this
Isn't
country.
That something? That's weird.
That just came out of nowhere.
Can you imagine how nervous you'd be if you're a mother or a father and a child has special needs?
Does that
needs?
Come from China, too?
I don't know. I don't know where it comes from.
Ladies, don't let it run dry.
I guess not.
You're going to need it a while.
John. Yeah. And then Elon Musk is going to let Donald Trump back into the Twitter club.
Yeah.
If he comes back. And then Tom Brady signed with Fox.
Big Fox.
Shanks got him over there at Fox.
It could be $25 million a year. He might
What?
Get.
Is that right?
That's the reported amount.
What are we doing in radio?
Million.
Yeah, wait, $25 million?
Yeah.
You have to call some football games.
Wow. Yeah. I hope the Rams put him out again.
Tony Romo's getting $17
million. Yeah.
I hope the Rams.
Eclipse all of them.
The Rams put him out last year, and I hope they do it again this year. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another.
Then you're gonna hear him for the rest of your life.
He has unfinished business, don't you?
Yeah. Look. And by the way, if he hates the Rams because the Rams keep walking all over him, then he should never call a Ram game or be involved with the Rams at all.
Oh, turn on Mark's mic.
Yeah. There it is.
We were just,
hey now, what's
we were
up,
just,
Bob?
Talking on the air that you probably were the most likely out of all of us to have nude photos floating around.
Nude photos of you?
Of you.
No, of you.
Oh, myself.
Well, there is the one I gave you, but put that aside.
I don't... I certainly hope they're not floating around. I'll say that.
That's not a denial.
The rest of it I will not comment on.
Right. Do you think there's a nude photo of you that exists? Not online, but in the world?
Hypothetically.
Probably. I mean, I don't know.
And was it taken by yourself? Was it self-nude?
Oh, I will. I, as you know, daily I take a nude photo of myself. So it's likely one of those.
To see how things change over time? Yeah.
It's a way to track my physique. Well, you've never seen me naked, Conway. It's quite a sight to behold.
I heard you took a Polaroid. There's a rumor going around you have a Polaroid of yourself nude.
Yeah.
And under, you write ding dong and dong is underlined.
I'm officially uncomfortable with all this.
I'm doing that tonight. That's brilliant. That's genius. That's why he's Tim Conway Jr.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay. dog.
All right. Whole career on Ding Dong.
Conway Thompson next. Of course, he's got the news. KFI. KOST HD2 Los Angeles, Orange County. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.